On this day, we remember the circumcision of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ and St. Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea. On the eighth day after his birth, the divine child was taken to the temple and duly circumcised according to the Jewish law that had been observed from the time of Abraham. At this time he was given the name Jesus, the name announced to the Most Holy Virgin by the Archangel Gabriel. The baptism of the new covenant was prefigured in the circumcision of the old covenant. The Lord's circumcision shows that he took true human flesh upon himself, not its semblance as heretics later taught of him. The Lord was truly circumcised, desiring thus to fulfill all the law which he himself had given through our forefathers and the prophets. Fulfilling all the ordinances of the law, he superseded them by baptism in his church. For as the Apostle declares, in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. St. Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea. St. Basil was born in the reign of the Emperor Constantine in about 330. While still unbaptized, he spent 15 years in Athens studying philosophy, rhetoric, astronomy, and other contemporary secular disciplines. Among his fellow students were Gregory the Theologian and Julian, later the apostate emperor. When already of mature years, he was in the Jordan together with his former tutor, Evodius. He was bishop of Caesarea and Cappadocia for nearly 10 years and died at the age of 50. A great champion of orthodoxy, a great torch of moral purity and zeal for the faith, a great theological mind, a great builder and pillar of the Church of God, Basil fully deserved his title, the Great. In the office for his feast, he is referred to as a bee of the Church of Christ, bringing honey to the faithful, but stinging those in heresy. Many of the writings of this father of the Church have survived, theological, apologetic, on asceticism, and on the canons. There is also the liturgy that bears his name. This liturgy is celebrated 10 times in the year, on January 1st, on the eves of Christmas and Theophany, on every Sunday in the Great Fast with the exception of Palm Sunday, and on the Thursday and Saturday in Great Week. St. Basil departed this life peacefully on January 1st, 379, and entered into the kingdom of Christ. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.